Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. It's so good to be back with you. I haven't spoken with you since last year. I want to begin by thanking Paul Mackey of Nature's Cleansing Clay for hosting the first program in January while I was on vacation in Florida. Had a wonderful time, took my clay, and converted a lot of people while I was there. I always carry samples when I'm traveling so I can give people some for different situations. So it was an exciting trip, and I appreciate you understanding when I travel some now that I am retired. I also want to thank all of those who have made contributions to maintaining the website. We have found some services that have allowed us to lower our prices, and so now our annual price is under $3,000. It's $2,784 when before it was over $3,000. And our contributions starting in July, we didn't start this in July, from July to through December was $354. So that brought down our prices, and it really helps with me maintaining this website because I'm doing it out of my own pocket. So I appreciate all of you, whether you gave $3 or something more. It just means so much, and I do want to keep this active and going because there's no way for people to get this information, and I just think that's a shame. So I'm happy to do this. I want to begin talking about the flu season, and in Texas they're talking about a new flu going around, and that it's not responding too much. The flu shots didn't cover it, and it's not responding too much for anything. It seems to have to run its course. And clay is different than antibiotics. Antibiotics kill where clay captures the virus because of its charge. So I don't see why clay wouldn't work on this virus or any other virus. So, you know, when in doubt, grab your bottle of clay, start drinking it, taking clay baths. If you start aching all over, you want to drink it in case you get vomiting or diarrhea. If you get vomiting, drink some, and then just slowly sip on it. Every time you start to feel nauseous, sip on a little more clay. Sometimes when you're nauseous and you drink a whole bunch of something, it just comes right up. So take it down slowly and consistently, and the same with stopping the diarrhea so you could get over it. I run into a lot of comments lately on shingles. I don't know if this is the time of year people get shingles or not, but I had some interesting testimonies I wanted to share about shingles. And for the most part, what I can say is get it on there quickly. Here's one testimony. Clay dried up shingles in 3 days. My grandson is a wrestler. He came here one Friday, and he showed me what his doctor said was shingles. I remembered reading that clay would be good for this. I covered his shoulder with a clay poultice, put clay-soaked gauze on it, and then taped clean wrap over it. His mother called me when he got home and asked why I did that. I said, leave it on overnight and look at it in the morning. Well, she called me in the morning and said all the redness was gone and it had shrunk to half the size. I told her to do the same thing I had done with the clay, and I had sent him home. And in 3 days the whole thing healed. The doctors had told him it would be 2 to 3 weeks to heal. He went back to the doctor on Wednesday, and the thing was totally gone. The doctor's mouth gaped open. He said he could not believe it cleared up that fast. I had told him not to take the antibiotics that the doctor had given him, so we know it was the clay. I'd also given him a gallon of clay water and had him drink 6 ounces 3 times a day. Marge Ian. So I want to thank Marge for that comment. And I had some other testimonials too. I this one was shingles with no pain. If you've had shingles, you know it has excruciating pain. It's just like the nerve endings are on fire and there's constant pain. Last month I woke up one morning and thought I had a spider bite on my waist. It was bubbly like a new coal sore. I've been drinking clay 6 ounces daily for 5 years now, and both my husband and I have not had the flu or coal sore outbreak, which we were both prone to. I'm beginning applying wet clay to the area, and in 2 days the rash spread, so I went to the doctor, and he said it was shingles. He wanted to know how I was dealing with the pain. I said, what pain? He gave me a very expensive prescription, a 7-day course, and told me he would call me in a prescription for when the pain started. I told him about the clay, but he just kind of rolled his eyes and said to expect the shingles to get worse before it got better, and it would take 4 weeks or more for the shingles to run its course. I kept drinking the clay, and I took the prescription, applying it topically at night before I went to bed and in the morning and in the afternoon. I also used the clay mask. I put it on topically morning, noon, and night. I put plastic wrap on top and wore snug shorts to keep it in place. The pain never came. However, it wasn't without discomfort as clay did its job drawing the virus out. I could feel it. The shingles immediately stopped spreading, and they were dried up and gone in 2 weeks to the day. All that was left of the shingles was a reddish tinge to the skin that didn't even itch, which shingles painfully do. The virus is progressive, and I suspect if I had not been drinking the clay, it would have been much worse. Long live clay, Stacy B. I just love those testimonials, and we had another one too. I just want to read you because sometimes they run a different course, and it's amazing. This one said, your service and products are incredible, and I'm telling everyone, especially with the shingles outbreak, there's no doubt that your clay naturally deals with pain relief, while my protocol shortened the duration to a week with sleep and minor functioning instead of total incapacity. With reoccurring shingles, the clay stops the pain in its track. I consider it vital to have the clay mask and dry clay on hand, and not having either product is a big no-no for me. Life support and massive drug use took its toll on me more than a decade. And just over a year ago, I was hospitalized for respiratory distress for the 8th time in 6 months. With my arms full of IVs again, I saw my first body shingles outbreak. I got my diagnosis, but I found medication not only ineffective, but deadly. Creating my protocol released me from my full recovery in just 48 hours. My 2 outbreaks since then require no hospital or respiratory care. I am empowered at home, and I have found your products offer the maximum comfort. I've had a multitude of conditions because I was dragged under a moving pickup, and where therapy is still addressing scar tissue. I discovered the virus is released in the damaged tissue. I'm finally seeing a recovery lever beyond my expectation. When a case of it is exited my left eye and required less than a week to take its course. I packed the clay mask on and washed it off without distress of any kind. I saw full recovery and did not need any of the specialists at my disposal. Thank you again. Best regards, Donna M. Austin. So that's just a few of the things that clay can do for pain. I'm going to go over and check our Q&A and see what we have coming in. Let me go back and try that again. Hello, Perry. I've had bronchitis for about a month, and I'm just now getting over it. Do you think that drinking the clay would help this condition? Well, I think drinking the clay helps everything, but I believe what would help it better is if you put a thin coat of the clay mask over your chest and your throat and your neck, kind of the jaw glands under the glands under your jaw, down your throat and over your chest, and just let it dry and sleep with it on, and if you can, put it on during the day. A lot of bronchitis is caused by drainage. So if you're having sinus drainage, you might put clay over your forehead to get those two sinus pockets, and over your nose and under your eyes, there are two sinus pockets there. And just put it on kind of generously and let it dry real good, and you'll feel it drawing, and it will help stop the drainage, which goes down to weaken the bronchial condition. So try that, and I think you'll find some relief, better than doing nothing. So, all right. Well, that's all the questions we have right now. I don't know where everyone is today. It's a beautiful day in Texas, and I thought those of you who are in the northern parts of the country might be in and listening in today. But we'll just continue to talk about clay. The bentoniteclayinfo.com website is a free site that I maintain, and testimonials, all these testimonials I talk about are on there for everything under the sun. And there are free mixing directions on the how to kickstart your day with the calcium bentonite, with the triple swelling calcium bentonite clay. Those are the simplified mixing directions. Now, when I first learned about clay, I was told to just put the clay in a shallow pan or glass pan and cover it with water where there was water standing on the top and just let it sit for 24 to 48 hours to hydrate. Then we learned that you could put it in something and shake it and it would hydrate quicker. And now we've learned that if you put it in a blender, it makes a very smooth, homogenized, even mix. And there are different ratios of clay to water if you're using the Living Clay brand. It's a triple swelling clay. Some clays swell 1:1. So if you have a different brand, you need to check with your manufacturer to see what the ratio to water is. I like to put it in a blender. If I'm making the liquid clay, I put 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay. And then you start it slowly because it'll splatter up, the dry clay will splatter up and then get wet and it'll stick to the sides. So you start it slowly to get it all mixed, and then you blend it on high for about 30 seconds. Pour it into a 32-ounce container. That's a quart. And, you know, you can pour it into 2 bottles. You can save your milk bottles if you want to. Wash them out and put them in your dishwasher and store it in a plastic container, food grade plastic container, or a glass container with a plastic lid. You want to be sure and have a plastic lid and not metal, because it will rust the metal and it takes energy from the clay. Temporary contact with the clay is fine, so when you get through mixing it, be sure and wash your blender blades. Now, for making it topically, it's a 3:1 ratio. However, clay packs. It's like flour. You can get a packed cup of clay, or if you fill your clay, your cup with clay and leave it overnight, it will start settling, and when you get back in the morning, you have a little less than a cup. So you want a little more than a cup when you measure your clay. It's not an exact 1 cup of clay to 3 cups of water. So a 1 cup plus. And it's almost a 1/4 cup, and not quite, so that'll give you an idea of how to mix it. And you mix that and then pour it into either a glass jar or a food grade. You want something that will hold that amount so there won't be a lot of air space, because the air tends to dry out the clay. So you want a container that you can pretty much fill up. I have a lot of small containers that I fill up that I can give to people when I meet that are having problems. Like I did on this trip, I had some little samples with me in my briefcase, and there was a lady that was, young lady that helped us during our travels on getting a ticket. And her face, she had horrible acne. So I gave her some and told her what to do with it and gave her a card with the website on it so she could gather more information. And so you want to put the 3 cups of water in your cup plus of clay and blend it on high for 30 seconds and pour it into a container. Now, you need to leave the lid off for the first 15 minutes to let it give it room to expand. It's going to swell and take up some of the airspace. So give it a little time to expand and really absorb all the water thoroughly. And it will be about the consistency of a pudding or sour cream. And that's what you use for the mass topically. And those are the mixing directions, which are on the website in this free booklet. If you have internet, you can go there and click on it. And you can download it to your computer. Or if you buy the new book, my new book is listed there too. And the new book has the whole new set of mixing directions that are more simplified. And it also goes into detail about how to make a poultice and how to do an eye wash or how to do an enema with clay. All these different things are spelled out. The do's and don'ts of clay, how to take it away from medication. All of that is in that little booklet. And it's very valuable to have if you're taking the clay and you're not already aware of what's going on there. Okay, we don't have any more questions now. I'm going to go back over to the conference line and see if anybody on the phone would like to ask a question. I hope I didn't lose everybody by not being here the first time in January for the first meeting. I know Paul is very capable of answering questions and does a good job, and I can't thank him enough for filling in for me while I was on vacation. Well, I'm not seeing anyone that wants to answer a question. So let's talk about some other uses of clay. I think everybody needs clay around for burns, any kind of skin, chapped skins. A lot of times in the wintertime, if you're out in the cold areas, you get chapped hands and your hands get real red and chapped. You can stick them in a bag, just a plastic bag, put some clay in there and stick your hands in and kind of scotch tape it to your wrist where the clay is in there on your hands and leave it on at night. And it really will take all that chapped and rash and redness and harshness away. It's just like the next morning you have new skin and it's all healthy. We had a lady that had a severe burn on the back of her hand with grease, and she did that, and the next morning there was a sign of a blister. The back of her hand was still a little red, and so she kept it covered with the clay until all the redness was gone. And the severe pain went away within a minute. Now, if it's a small burn, the pain goes away instantly. But with something like that, it took, she said, less than a minute, the pain was gone. So keep it around for burns, any kind of skin rash and irritation. Cold sores seem to pop up in the wintertime too, particularly if you go skiing and you're out. Also in the summertime when you're out water skiing or something like that, the sun kind of does a trip on your skin, particularly on your lips. So take the clay with you if you're going skiing. You know, if you haven't skied in a while and the first time you ski, you're going to be sore. So take the clay with you and take a clay bath. And to do the clay bath, you want to mix the clay with water. If you don't have a blender, put it in a large container and shake it real good. You want to get the lumps out, so shake it real good and add a half a cup to a cup of clay to quite a bit of water and shake it real good and get all the lumps out and pour it in the bath and give yourself a good soaking bath. You know, if it's not extremely hot, you can stay in 30 minutes or longer. If you get a real hot bath, you need to monitor it because the hot water sort of dehydrates you, and it's kind of like being in a hot tub where the water temperature is maintained. They say don't stay in longer than 15 minutes because you may get real weak and woozy as you dehydrate. So take some water to drink while you're in there, or something with electrolytes to rebuild your electrolytes. And let's see. We all know about taking it for indigestion. When we went to Florida, we stayed with a couple, and the gentleman had digestive problems, and he took the prescription medicine, and he was wanting to get off of it. And by the time we left, he was off of it and was drinking clay. I went with a bottle of clay, and I gave it to him, and we made one more batch of it, and I left him with some clay there to make some more because I carry it with me when I travel. And he was amazed that he was able to get off that prescription, and the prescription was the only thing that helped. He was had gotten where there were certain foods he couldn't eat, and he was really limited to how much he could eat at a time, and eating late at night, all these things. His digestive system was really out of kilter. So Clay made another friend there, and it was nice to be able to give our host they had a condo on the bay, and we could sit and look out at the boats. And, you know, I could just sit and watch water and be very content. So it was wonderful doing that. I'm going to go back and see if we've had any more questions coming in. I don't know where everybody is today. Something must be going on. Maybe they're all marching. I'm not sure, but they're not with us today. Let's see, what else can we talk about, Clay? Clay is good for increasing your red blood cells. You want to drink it daily, 3 times a day. It helps build red blood cells. Cuts, bruises, toenail fungus, any kind of fungus or warts. I had a lady call yesterday whose cat has a wart on the top of her head, and the doctor said, well, just leave it alone. It's not going to hurt her. And it was very ugly, and so she was starting to put clay on it. And usually it dries them up, and they just fall off and, you know, in a week or so, depending on the size of them. After I had my fall last year and I pulled those muscles in my back, I started doing acupuncture, and they take a break in December, so I go to an acupuncture school to get my acupuncture done. And so when I came back, they had a new supervisor and new students, so they were asking me new questions all over again. And he kept saying, do your knees hurt? And I said, no, my knees have never hurt. I don't have a problem with my knees. It's just those muscles in the back where I pull seem to get tired and tighten up. And I'm trying to, you know, expand the muscles and get the knots out of them. And he kept saying, well, do your hands hurt? And I said, no, my hands don't hurt. Your fingers hurt. And it dawned on me, because of my age, he was assuming I had arthritis. And I promise you, I've been drinking clay, and I don't have achy joints. I have achy muscles because of that fall. If I get too tired, it strains those muscles that were damaged, because I think I really ripped some of them when I felt. I felt like it was a whiplash across my back with my muscles. So he didn't understand when you drink clay, you don't have arthritis. You don't get achy knees and achy joints and all of that. And he kept trying to put me into a mold of how he thought I should be feeling. I wasn't feeling it, so I love that. Well, I don't know where all of our questions are today. That's kind of disconcerting. I feel like we don't have too many listeners here. And if you're on the phone and want to talk to me or ask a question, if you'll press star 2, you can come on the line with me. That's star 2 on your phone. And if you jam your finger, my grandson is playing basketball, and usually some kid gets their finger jammed somewhere in the way. And if you just cover it, we had one kid that jammed a finger and was sitting on the sidelines, and I ran over and gave him some clay, and he put it on there. And in just a little bit, he said it stopped hurting, and he could bend it again, and the swelling had gone down, and he went back and started playing again. I have been dealing with one lady who had a guy that they wanted, an older man, they wanted to amputate his toe. We were trying to get him to use the clay, and the doctors were very suspicious and wouldn't do it. And we sent him all the papers we had on amputations that were stopped with clay and how safe the clay was, and even tests showing how it conquered the E. coli and a lot of other bacteria. And the doctors just wouldn't let him do it, and they ended up removing his toe. And that usually ends up for an older diabetic person. Next it's the foot, and then it's up to the knee, and, you know, eventually they run out of places to cut, and they're gone. So if you know anybody facing amputation, please get them to try the clay. I don't care if it's an open wound, the clay is not going to hurt. I've seen it pull out gangrene, blood poisoning, and infection. So it's very safe to put on a wound that may be infected. You want to keep it wet while it's on the wound, so you want to cover it with some saran wrap or something, or like the lady did, she saturated the gauze in the clay and put it on there, and then covered the gauze with a plastic wrap. And that keeps it from drying out. So there are lots of creative ways to use it and lots of things to use it on. If you've been overexposed to radiation, take a clay bath, get in the shower and take some clay and just wet your body down with the clay and stand there for a little while before you wash it off. And it will pull out the radiation. Or if you can take a clay bath, even better. We know it removes heavy metals like lead and arsenic and mercury and cadmium and some of those things. it does through clay baths. Now, if you freshly ingested something, maybe something with lead in it or mercury in it or arsenic in it, then you drink the clay and it captures it and it keeps it from going into being digested into the bloodstream. Once it's digested and it's entered the bloodstream, the kidney and the liver, they're designed to, along with your lymph glands, are designed to filter out the toxin. But this day and time, they're overworked and they can't get all of it out, so it becomes stored and sequestered in the muscles and soft tissues of the body and the joints. And then years later, it builds up and we have problems. But the only way to get it out once it's absorbed into the bloodstream and into the body is with clay baths. If you lived on a beach, you could put on a Speedo if you're a man and cover yourself in clay and stand in the sun and dry and then go into the ocean and wash it off. And that would be a marvelous way of detoxing. But if you don't do that, the next best bet is a clay bath and using at least one cup of clay. Now, it may take 2 clay baths a week for 3 months. That's the standard recommended protocol. We have had some who have gotten heavy metal free in less time, and some that it took a little more time. Your mercury becomes deeply sequestered, so it's harder to get it out. It takes a little longer to get it out. But we've had infants, a 1-year-old and a 3-year-old, who had heavy signs of lead in their system, and that giving them the clay baths removed it in 3 months' time. So it's very good. All of us are exposed to a lot of toxins, and, you know, to take one or two clay baths a month will keep you free. If you want to do it weekly, you can. If you want to do it daily, you can. When you get out of a clay bath, you just want to dry off, and you notice how soft your skin is. You don't need to rinse any clay off. You just dry off, and, you know, it doesn't stick to you like mud because you've got it dissolved in the solution of your bath water. So just dry off and notice how your skin feels. It feels like baby skin. It's amazing what a clay bath can do. It will relax you. If you have a hard time sleeping, take a clay bath at night and you'll sleep like a baby. Autistic children respond to it instantly. They become calmer. They make more eye contact and they become more verbal. A lot of them call it their chocolate milk bath. And once they've had one or two of them, they begin to ask for them. So, out of the mouths of babes. And don't forget your pets and your plants. Winter is hard on your plants. So water your, save some of the bath water and water your plants. They love it. They get very green and healthy. We put in a garden at the church and we did one flower bed with clay and the other with just good soil. And the clay bed just outbooted for about 4 years, and I don't know if it's still going, but it, the plants are come out faster, they're heavier, they have more blossoms on them, and they're hardier. And you can just look at the two beds and tell which one had the clay in it. So save that bath water for some of your plants. You can throw it on your outdoor plants as well as your indoor plants. Well, I've talked myself through 30 minutes here. I'm going to look and see again if we have any questions. Doesn't seem like we have many listeners today. So we go back to the conference line, and our 30 minutes is up, so I'm going to call it a day and say thank you for those who are listening in, and a lot of you come and listen later, so let me know, save your questions. If you have questions about taking clay, I'll be happy to answer them for you to the best of my ability, and if I don't know, I'll certainly tell you that. So this is Perrier signing out and hoping you take clay daily to get you through the winter months and the colds and coughs that are going on. Have a wonderful day wherever you are. Look for the good in life, and the good will find you. This is Perrier signing out.